This week's Torah reading is called Tazria. Tazria literally means to give birth to. So when a woman gives birth, has to do certain things. That's how the parsha actually starts. But the main thing that it talks about is some miracle disease, which is called Tzara'as. Now, why do I say it's a miracle thing? Because many people translate it as leprosy, but it was not leprosy. In what consisted this disease? Some patches, like stains, appear in the skin of people, or could appear in the garments, in the houses itself, like next week's reading talks about. Now, what did a person have to do with these patches in the skin, or whatever they were? They had to go to a kohen, to a person, to a priest, that could tell whether these patches are actually tahor, which means pure, or tomei, which means impure. Now, this thing of purity, impurity, it doesn't mean about cleanness. It doesn't mean that a thing that is pure is clean, or a thing that is impure is unclean. Not at all. Something can be immaculately clean and be impure, and something can be extremely dirty and be pure. It's a spiritual thing. It's a ritual thing. Now, when a person was impure, he was not able to participate with some things that happened in the temple, in the mobile temple, the tabernacle, whatever the case is, doesn't matter. The thing here is that a person had patches in the skin and had to go to a priest to watch these patches and decide whether they were pure or impure. Our sages have a way of teaching this in what is called the Mishnah. Mishnah is a book of teachings, basically, of laws, the Jewish laws, of all kinds of laws. Nowadays, this whole idea of tzoras, this miraculous disease, does not apply. But the teachings behind it do apply, because Torah comes from the word hoira, which means teachings. Now, again, our sages say in a very specific language how a person had to go to a priest to watch the stains. And even what happened if a priest had stains also, patches in the skin? He had to go to a different priest. He couldn't watch his own things. How does the Mishnah say in Hebrew? And I'm going to translate. A person can watch all the patches, all the stains, except his own patches. Why? Because you have to decide whether you yourself are pure or impure. It doesn't make any sense because you're in the middle of the thing. You can decide about something else, somebody else, but not about yourself. That's very nice. Now, every single thing in Torah has different layers of understanding. The most simple layer of understanding is, just as I explained, a person, even a priest, could not watch his own patches, his own stains, had to go to somebody else. Let's go to the next layer of understanding. If you put a comma in a different place, it comes out like a very deeper meaning. Now let's read it again. Kol negaim Adam roye. Now all the patches, all the stains. Now we're not talking about stains in the skin or in the garments or in the house. We're talking about stains in the soul. All the stains a person can see, except for his own stains. Chutz minigei atzmai. That means we all enjoy looking at somebody else and saying, ah, this guy, he's a beast. And this guy, you don't know about it. What about yourself? We're not able to watch ourselves, honestly, and see our stains, our patches in our skin, in our garments, etc., etc., whatever that means, doesn't matter now. Now, let's go. There's a deeper reading, much deeper. This comes from the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Yisroel Baal Shem Tov was the founder of the Hasidic movement in the early 1700s, and he teaches exactly the same text that we just read twice with two different meanings in a much deeper meaning. The Baal Shem Tov puts the comma in a different place, and he says like this, Kol Negaim Adam Roye Chutz. All the stains, patches, all the problems, spiritual problems that a person sees outside of him, minigei atzmai, actually come from himself, of his own patches and stains. That means that when you see somebody and you see something really bad about somebody, that means actually he's a mirror of your own stains and patches. Why does it have to be like this? There are a few explanations, but the most simple explanation is like this. When you look at somebody else, you have two ways of looking at people. You can look at somebody else when he's doing something wrong or when he has a wrong emotion, etc., etc., and you can think, how can I help this guy? Look, he's doing something that according to the laws, or according to God, whatever the case is, it's not right. How can I help him? Maybe I can tell him, maybe I can tell somebody else to tell him, or whatever the case is, how can I help him? That's the focus. That's good. And when you see that, it doesn't mean that you have it. Now, if you look at somebody else and you only look at the bad things and you say, ah, thank God, I'm not like that. That actually means that whatever you're looking at comes from yourself. So let's just read the same text once again, three times in three different ways. The first way is all the stains you can see except for your own stains. It's talking about the skin and the stains and tzaras, etc., etc. The second reading is all the stains you can see outside of yourself because you don't see your own stains. So you can see the stains of somebody else, you don't see your own stains. And the third reading is all the stains you see on the outside actually come from your own inside. You're seeing, you're watching your own stains. Of course, after these three readings, what you have to, what we have to remain with is we have to learn to look at yourself, at ourselves through the eyes of the Torah. Is God really happy with me or not? Is there anything I can improve or not? And when you see somebody else doing something wrong, hey, the proper focus is, how can I help this person?